Have your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cairns. Classic hits. 846 4CA.
Just back to this awful business we were discussing earlier in the CBD. Wednesday night it was, this dreadful attack. I'll just read briefly what it said at the top of the story by Peter Carruthers. The alleged horrific unprovoked bashing in the CBD by a group of seven girls on Wednesday is the latest incident in an ongoing battle waged by CBD traders against chroming, vandalism and violence. Just briefly, they were Northern Beaches women, the victims aged 43, 39, walking on Lake Street 10 to 2 in the morning. And the verbal argument, which went very, very ugly, the seven girls aged 11 to 15 lashed out, punching, kicking, dragging both of the women. I won't go on with the details. They both ended up in hospital. But this is an interesting quote. Now, the group were arrested at the scene when the police arrived after being alerted on cameras. Now, Lake Street Adventure Cairns and Beyond store owner, this is Erin Wells, said the Wednesday incident was just the latest in an ongoing battle against stealing, chroming, vandalism and violent attacks. Now, Ezzy Wells, the owner of Adventure Cairns and Beyond, is on the line. Hello, Ezzy.
Hi, how you going?
Awful business. And the shock, we're getting some written comments through here this morning on the net. So the shock is largely the age of these offenders. I mean, most people, they have a vicious attack. These were 11 through 15, all female, seven of them.
We see that every day. The problem is that the police and security in the CBD can only follow the rules. We need a change at state government level, and it's just not happening.
What's wrong with the rules?
So the police, it's the same people in the CBD every day causing dramas. If they're suspended from school, they hang out in the CBD. We can ring up security or police. These kids are walking our shop smoking. You'll ask them to leave the shop. They'll blow smoke in your face. You can't touch me. You call the security, they can only move them on. They cannot ban them from the CBD. If they do, it's only for 24 hours. So the police have their hands tied. They're doing the best they can do, but until the state government changes legislation, we're not going to see a change in Cairns, sadly.
Change the legislation to what?
Well, we could start at, I don't understand why 10 to 15-year-olds are in the CBD at 2 in the morning, whether we need to look at maybe bringing in a curfew from 10 onwards maybe, or we had tourists last holidays attacked. They had to leave 2 days later. They were attacked by a group of 10 to 15-year-olds. Now, that didn't even go to court because the tourists had to go back to their destination, and if they can't stay here for the court proceedings, it was dropped.
Oh, isn't
that outrageous?
So obviously
we're a touristic town. Mm. It shouldn't matter whether the tourists can go to court or not. If they've been attacked, it still should go to court. But it's the same offenders over and over again.
How many?
I'd say there'd be a group of between 50 and 70, but not all together in separate groups.
Yeah.
And they're all young, 10 to 15. And it starts during the day. They're not at school. I was a single mum with four kids. If my kids didn't go to school, I got a phone call from the principal. So I don't understand how, one, firstly, they're allowed to be continually in the CBD every day and no questions are asked. Mm. Why are they getting, if they're parents are getting benefits, why are their parents getting benefits, getting paid to have children when the kids aren't in school?
You're talking about, 70 or 80 of them. Are they as likely to be female as male or not?
There's a lot of females. And chroming, that needs to be made legal. It is not illegal to chrome. The kids know this, and every single day on the daily every single day, we'll see groups of kids chroming on the main street. They're not even hiding it anymore.
Mm.
Years ago, when I had a business, like I've been in CBD for 10 years, you didn't see it as much because they probably hid it. But now they know that they can't get in trouble for it. The security can just go up, ask them for the cans, but they can't get charged for it. So that is a problem on a state level.
We had a caller on the line earlier on called Steve, and he made the point that when we talked to them using the term children, he said that's misleading for a start. They're not normal children. They are fundamentally thugs. And beyond that, we had a discussion about just how dangerous they could be, even at age 11. There are so many children now at age 11 carrying knives. And the point he makes was even with a shallow wound sometimes from a knife, you will carry some disability for the rest of your life. I think people are underestimating just how dangerous these so-called children, alias thugs, can be in our CBD, particularly at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And knives, and it's also that they don't have any respect for elders. So I have been punched before, I have been pushed before by young local kids, called the police over and over again. But until they get 20, 30, 40 crosses against their name, they can continue coming into the CBD.
Oh, God, this is madness, isn't it?
And the police do a fantastic job. I can ring them and they are here within 5 minutes.
Mm.
But their hands are tied. They can't charge them because they're underage.
Isn't this wrong?
I've been in Broome and they've got the same problem with stealing cars. I got broken into in a 5-star resort in Broome. Those kids were charged immediately. So I don't understand why it can be done in WA.
Yeah.
Or I'm not quite sure on the rulings in the Northern Territory.
Wow.
But why are we're so far behind the times with rules and legislation in Queensland? I mean, like, we had the girl, domestic violence, her partner severely hurt her head was stomped in, that's getting dropped to manslaughter. That ruling in domestic violence is a ruling from Britain 500 years ago, and Queensland's one of the only states in Australia that has not abolished that rule.
Mm.
New South Wales, Victoria, ACT have abolished the rule, but we haven't. Our government really needs to be updating our legislation to the times that we're currently living in.
Can I take you back to the Broome situation? Was the action by the juvenile courts there effective? Did it reduce the frequency of those attacks and those break-ins?
Well, I went there for a holiday for my birthday in June, and we were staying in a 5-star resort, so I was only there for a week.
Yeah.
But the offenders were between 10 and 16.
Mm.
They were all caught. I had all my ID, my licences, everything returned.
Mm.
But the police rang me every couple of days with an update, but they were actually charged. Whereas we can't charge them in the CBD here. I've had hats stolen from the shop where they've run off. They've been caught, but they can't get charged because they're underage. They're given a warning.
Wow.
We have to have consequences. I mean, if there's no consequences for doing the wrong thing, everyone's going to go out and break rules in society.
Exactly.
A society can't run without, like, when the kids know they can get away with it,
yes.
Why would they stop doing what they're doing? They should not be out at 2 o'clock
Precisely.
In the morning.
Gee, you've spoken powerfully today, Izzy. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
No, thank you, and thanks for bringing it to general knowledge,
because
we've already had a hard 2 years, especially small businesses
Dreadful.
In the CBD.
Yes.
We're already struggling with empty streets.
Yes.
And we don't need this type of, people not coming into the CBD, because this is a time when small businesses, we need, support from the locals.
Yes.
So, hopefully we can band together and bring back Cairns to the way it used to be, because it's a beautiful city.
Good on you, Izzy. Really appreciate this. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Bye. Izzy Wells. What a fascinating woman. And speaking so powerfully on something we all as a community have to get together and deliver somehow or other. Our political representatives have got to listen. Now, she is Erin Wells, or Izzy, at the Lake Street Adventures. Cairns Adventures, Cairns and Beyond is the business there. So please support her when you get an opportunity, and all the other business owners in our CBD, because they are really copping it. Now, the time's on 20 past 11.